The beauty of building a community very strong over a long period of time is what you start is actually a movement where people move, people work, people that believe in your mission and are inside and a part of this community want to make it better than what it is today. They work for it because they want to be a part of it and they believe in it. You are listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping you turn your streetwear brand audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. Today I'm talking on the topic of empowering the people. This is a very important and powerful conversation because empowerment of the people who are in your community means that you either don't have to do the jobs that you don't like or you pass off some of the jobs to other people so that you can do more of them, right? So like they're the two things to it, right? And so it's an alternative to hiring people is actually working on people's willpower. And it's true that people will voluntarily contribute to a cause that they believe in, right? Because we all want to be something bigger than ourselves. We all want to feel like we're a part of something that goes beyond. And so that's the incentive. If you can create that cause, or rather create a brand that's a part of that cause, that becomes the incentive for the customers and the community members to contribute in a very real way beyond just buying your products, but actually doing things like creating content or hosting the events and managing your community, things like this. So let's talk about an introduction to empowering the community. There's a couple of types of empowerment that I want to go over. There's two main ones. The first one is external or real world empowerment, and the other one is internal empowerment, which has a direct impact on the brand. And the first one I want to talk about is internal or the direct impact on the brand. So this is empowerment that is, well, as the name suggests, it's internal. It's inside. It's people inside of the community of the brand itself who contribute to the brand in some way. And so one of the massive ways that you can do this, especially if you're taking on this community building model, if you've listened to previous episodes of the podcast, is speaking to every single member who joins the community personally and empowering them so eventually that you can build them up to run it for you. So this is something I've done in my own community. I send every single person who comes in a personalized video to say, welcome to the community. Thanks for joining. I appreciate you being a part of this. Here's two things you can do right now. The first thing is always create an introduction post, right? Because now what they're doing is they're contributing in a very real way. And that's like a ball, like a snowball rolling down a hill. It gets larger and larger. That first contribution is just, you know, the little push down the hill. And then the contribution continues from there. You could build this eventually to the point where you are giving people responsibility. Something I reflect on as a leadership skill is the importance of giving people responsibility, because more often than not, you give someone a title and responsibility, and if they're the right person, they will man up to the title, right? For lack of better words, they will rise to the occasion and they will fulfill that role because their identity suggests that they have to. So for example, if you have a Discord server, I would absolutely be creating a role, a Discord role, that says, you know, some sort of admin or manager or something. If you give that to particular people and they have certain abilities that other members don't, what you'll find is people rising to the occasion. You make it a monumentous event. Like this is your kind of like a coronation, right? Where they're being crowned. They feel like there's some responsibility on their shoulders now, and they have to fulfill that responsibility. And this is one way that you can empower the people to actually manage and run the community for you. You say, do you believe in this mission? Do you want to be a part of this in a greater way? Well, here you go. Now you've got someone who really believes in what you do. They've already shown their commitment by contributing and engaging in the community in a very active way. And now you give them this role, their contribution and activity is only going to go to the next level. And they're gonna, if you give them the responsibility to lead the way, more likely than not, they will. And so this is an internal empowerment that has direct impact on the brand, because an engaged community is a healthy community and one that people want to be a part of. So that's the incentive for creating an engaged community. Another one could be, so like, that. I mean, that's just one way that like I can think of for the community, like running the community itself. But another way could be crowdsourcing content. And crowdsource content is any videos or images or things that you upload to social media that you don't make yourself, right? So they're branded maybe with your thing, or maybe they're not, but you haven't created them yourself, right? And so someone within the community of whatever your niche is has created that content, and you've either asked to reshare it or they've created it for you and you share it. What if you had a community space where you have internal competitions where the content creators inside were creating media around this idea that you're trying to share with the world? That's mega. That's massive, because now, like, creating content takes a lot of resources, right? Time, money, videographers, editors, equipment. Like, I could go on. It's crazy how much it takes. And this is coming from a video. I'm an ex-videographer, right? That used to be what my professional life looked like, right? So you can go and incentivize the community, empower the community, as we're talking about, to actually go and create this content for you, or create content and you simply ask to reshare it. And now you have all of this content that you've just created for free simply because you're creating an idea that people believe in. And think something that people believe in is something they want to be a part of and contribute to, right? And so that's an idea for content, for like creating a incentivizing content creation within the community with challenges or simply just asking, right? Another one is like design. Now, this one's a little bit different from the other two, but just stick with me for a second. There's a brand that I was working with. They were in the mental health niche. And in the early days, this brand owner created this initiative called the Design Initiative or something like that. And it was essentially for people who maybe wanted to start a clothing brand or do some designs, were passionate about design, but don't have the resources to. He said essentially that send your designs in and I'll choose, like if you create the best one out of a number of them or within a certain time frame, we'll put it on a t-shirt and you get to see the designs you make. What we're doing here, like, think of other ways you can provide value to someone other than money, right? Because it's true, you could just go ahead and pay a designer, and that's one way you provide value, and they provide value back in the form of a great looking design. Like, that's a trade. However, money is not the only way you can trade, right? If you have something, another way you can provide value to someone, like, for example, the opportunity to see their design on a t-shirt that they've created, or maybe the accreditation for the design of that t-shirt. Some great designer in the community is going to go absolutely berserk for that opportunity, is going to spend hours creating something that looks killer for you, and you don't even have to pay for it with cash. My point in all of this is that if you don't have money, find other ways to provide value to people and trade with that instead, and you can do a lot. And so by empowering the people in this way, say, hey guys, competition, let's do a design competition, even internally in the community, who, like, it's just for the month of August, whoever creates the best design, we'll put it on our next collection. Great, someone's going to jump on board that and love it. Now, you might be thinking, whether it's the community management, the content creation, or the designing, you might think, like, why would I pass that off to someone else? I love doing that. Well, that's great too. If you love doing it, you do it, but a couple of reasons, as I mentioned before, that you might want to empower people around an activity is because either you don't like doing it or you just want to do more of it. So you keep doing it on the side and they do it with you, in which case you just have double the amount of stuff that you would have otherwise, right? So here's an actionable step. If you want to empower people within your brand in an internal and direct way, think about the biggest time vampire in your business. Like, what's the biggest time suck from what you're doing? And even the life suck from what you're doing. Like, it just makes you, you know, like, you just hate doing it. And empower people to do it for you. right? And it's not slavery, okay? I don't want to, like, you're not just doing getting free labor, but when you have limited resources in the beginning, you got to get creative about other ways you provide value to people, and creating a community that gives people the space to work and contribute to something bigger than themselves is a great way to do that, right? The second type of empowerment from internal is external or real world. And this is to do with empowering your people to go out and go beyond what you're doing. So it's not, it doesn't have necessarily a direct impact on the brand. It can, but it's all about what are you sending your community members out to do, right? I always think back to Fight Club. What at the end of Fight Club, if you've seen the film, so they'd come down, they'd do, you know, they'd fight, they'd punch each other up. And then at the end, they would be given homework. So this week, your homework is to go and start a fight with a random person, right? For example. And that was like, that is it. Like, it's not necessarily a great message, but the point is Fight Club can teach us about how to build a community. And it's one of my favorite movies of all time, by the way. This is an external or real world type of empowerment where you go send people out. It's not really, it's not self-centered about, okay, what can I get from you? It's about how can we actually go out and make the world a better place, right? For if you make a post, if you're a mental health brand, or I'll come back to this. If you're a mental health brand, you make a post, call a friend today, right? That's external or real world empowerment of going out, like, do this, right? And so this is really important. So, and I think that's a big part of what I do with this podcast, with all of my work. You know, my why, my purpose behind all of what I'm doing is helping streetwear brands build communities that are worth building, that inspire their customers, right? So my real world or external empowerment to you today is go out and build a community. Like, go and do the stuff. Like, make a great streetwear brand, make a lot of money, and in the process, help lots of people with the power of community, because we need it. We need it more than ever. So here's the actionable step. If you want to lean into some more of external or real world empowerment, think about your greater mission. What is your greater mission? What's your why? Why, like, on your deathbed, what do you want to be known for? And beyond that, what do you want to have achieved? What are you going to be really proud of? And so how can you turn your community into a movement? All right, well, that's it for this episode. Not only for this episode, but this mini series, this 5-part series that we've been doing. Let's recap the whole thing. Part one, plan your community. You can't create a community around a product. You can, however, around an idea. So hyper-focus on that idea. Part two, find your founding members. Create value content about that idea to attract people who also resonate, believe, and are inspired by that idea. Part three, turn your audience into a community. Get those people and give them the space that they can actually interact with each other. The trait of a strong community is measured by the strength of a community is measured by the number of links internally between the customers and members and audience themselves, not just between the company and the customers. And so give them a platform where they can actually interact with each other. Part four, give them the product. Do the release strategy where you're incentivizing more people to join the community with a pre-release, and build crazy amounts of hype visually and demonstrate it with people in the chat. They're saying, oh, I'm so excited for this drop. I'm ready for it. And then finally, five, empower the people internally or externally, right? Whether it has a direct impact on your business or send them out to go and have an impact on the world. And this is it. This is my community framework. And look, I promise that if you start implementing this today, you are going to have an amazing fulfillment in what you do. You're going to make more money than you are now, and your customers are going to love you. They're going to fall in love, right? Because what are customers in community are fans, faithful advocates nurtured. So thanks very much for listening. If you've been following along this whole series, this whole 5-part series, really appreciate you. If you haven't, go back and listen to past episodes. I'm going to be doing a more in-depth version of this series. It's coming out on September 2nd. Right? It's a YouTube series all about how to turn your audience into a community. You're going to love it. It's going to have some great examples in there. It's going to be really deep, high production. And so look, please, I'll announce that properly when it comes out. But September 2nd is the date, 2024. Also, if this was valuable, you can trust that I put out more valuable stuff I have a community where I'm putting valuable stuff there every single day. It's called Streetwear 365, and there's a link below wherever you're consuming this podcast that you can join for free. There is now 48 brand owners that are motivated, passionate about what they're doing. They're asking questions, they're answering questions, giving advice, giving encouragements, and sharing their wins. That's massive. You cannot be in the community and not be motivated. So please go ahead, use the link, and join that. Thanks very much for watching Street Cred. I'm Elijah Delport. I'll see you tomorrow for another episode.